ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Everything that the Bombers have done tonight has just had great success.
Yeah, it's been awesome as we're back here at Russellville Cyclone Stadium. Like you said, Barkley Bombers leading 27-7 with one quarter to play. This quarter brought to you by Baxter Health. Baxter Health already gave away a Caribbean cruise tonight.
Yeah, we already sent one lucky winner on a cruise. Big health fair this week. Baxter Health Bone and Joint was out there handing out all kinds of pins, and Lisa over there in the clinic was working the booth. It was a lot of fun. Really enjoyed everybody that came out. Thank you for coming out.
Dr. Knox, Dr. Wynn Moore, and Dr. Roeder at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic. There to meet all your needs with Baxter Health and with all their support for Bomber Athletics. As Barrett takes the snap, and he's looking and has really nowhere to go. Barrett's going to lose 6 yards, which he gained on the front first one. Going to get pushed back to the original line of scrimmage. Going to bring up 3rd down and 10. Here's we start this Baxter Health Bone and Joint fourth quarter.
Keep hitting us up on the Hopper Pest Control, Termite Pest Control. Text line 870-321-3683. Guys, I can't talk.
That's okay.
I'm telling you, health fair, I'm going on about 4 hours of sleep.
You're not bugging.
Ladies and gentlemen, we apologize for having some technical issues. We'll try to get you back to Brad and Tobias as soon as we can here on Classic Hits 101.7.
On job sites, few things are more important than a solid work boot. At Boot Barn Work, we pride ourselves on knowing that no matter your trade, when there's hard work to be done, your boot should be built for nonstop protection and mobility. Thorogood checks all the boxes. Their Wear Anywhere boots are time-tested and crafted with the highest quality materials for relentless support. For job-fitted boots, Thorogood at Boot Barn Work.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com. Use as directed. Keep out of reach.
8-yard line, but a Russellville player is down hurt right now. Once again, we apologize, guys. We did lose sound. We're in a janitor's closet. Maybe the mop bucket fell over. Something fell over, but we lost power, but we are back now, hopefully, with you guys.
I wish people could see what's going on underneath the desk here, guys. I mean, literally, I've been sitting. I'm not even athletic, and I have my legs tucked under me because you can't. There's no leg space here. I stood up early. I had a little cami cramp going. I thought I was going to have to leave the booth.
Yeah. I don't know if we can get the cockpit cameras. We got a Russellville player down.
Deegan and Sam over there across the way working on it. Guys, that's another thing. Typically, we're all together. Yeah. We're all fragmented tonight. We got the computer in one room, us in another. We got Kurt out in the stands. People keep kicking the camera. It's been an interesting night. It has been an interesting night. Bombers lead right now 27-7. It's been all Bombers this far, guys, up until that interception.
You know what I call this, Tobias and Brad? It's a West Texas yard sale. That's exactly what this booth feels like. There is stuff everywhere. We got air vents, batteries, cables, cords. I mean, it feels like a yard sale.
The injured player was Jerron Brown, the wide receiver for Russellville. He's able to get up on his own power as they pass it. Here you go. We've got this here. Let me see if we can get it down as to what's going on under here. There's a little delay here, but we're trying to get a good sense of everything that we have going over here. 1st down and 10, Russellville going to take over. Guys, this has been just a little wild night in here. All kinds of closeness. Mountain Homes defense asked to come up here another big stop as Jones is going to take the snap. He's under pressure. He throws the ball away. That is going to that should be intentional grounding. No, they're saying that the running back was right there close. They're saying they were trying to set up a screen. Hey, guys, guess who was back in the backfield back there?
Big Eli Jones.
Yep, Eli Jones again with the pressure. I'm telling you, this is his senior night, his last night playing at Russellville, and he is making it a memorable one, guys. Eli is having a night for Mountain Home. Second down and 10 at the 48-yard line. Jones takes the snap. He's going to hand it off to his running back. His running back's going to go around the left side, and he's going to run into a brick wall, also known as Caden Del Soto. Dawson Dunlap was right there. Del Soto with the tackle. No gain on the play. Going to bring up third down and 10 at the 48-yard line.
Nice fourth quarter brought to you by Backstroke Bone and Joint Clinic. Dr. Tom Knox, Winmore, and Ed Roeder specialize in general sports medicine. Call them today, 870-424-4710.
Jones takes the snap. Looking. Getting pressure. Mountain Home going, and they're able to bring him down. Aiden Setzer, guess who's back there again? Eli Jones, Blake Vacco, Aiden Setzer, Mountain Home living in the backfield there. Coming up fourth down and 10 at the 48 as they went three plays so far and went nowhere on this. Russellville going to be forced to go for it here, guys.
Yeah, they've got no choice, huh? Barkley, what do you think?
Well, I was just thinking if they're going to crown homecoming king for defense, you got to give it to Eli Jones. I mean, he spent all night in Russellville's backfield.
Yep, go ahead and give him the crown and scepter. It's been all him all night.
We're going to have offside on Mountain Home. But, guys, you can't call offsides until they snap the ball. The ball wasn't snapped yet. They're going to say Eli Jones was over into, but they didn't even snap the ball. How do you call that?
It's fourth down.
It's going to be fourth down and five. They're going to give him 5 yards as they move the ball into Mountain Home territory to the 47. Eli just puts his hands up saying, what do you want me to do? They didn't even snap the ball. How's that offsides? Fourth down and five. Feels like this is the game for Russellville. Jones looking right, looking left. Go throw across the middle. Taylen Peterson with a huge defensive stop from Mountain Home. Guys, he has been playing lights out in JV. Comes in with an awesome play on fourth down and five to get a turnover on downs. What a play there by Taylen.
It's a big play for a junior right there.
Junior defensive back earning minutes from the JV squad coming out. Huge stop, 27-7, Mountain Home leading here with 9-11 left in the game. This fourth quarter brought to you by Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic.
And now you know what you do, Tobias. You just lean on that clock.
That's right.
Lean on that clock.
Let them big nasties go to work and just chew it up.
And that's what's happening. Jacob Bellamy in for Mountain Home. Jacob Bellamy in. Once again, another junior that's been running the ball very, very well and run the ball hard. Ball security right here. Jacob, ball security. Two hands on the ball like he did on that carry. He's able to get 1 yard on that out to the 48-yard line. Guys, this is one of those deals. Even if you go three and out and punt the ball, you're able to burn some clock right here. The way your defense is playing, you got to feel happy with where you're sitting.
Yeah, with 40 seconds on every play clock, there's no reason in the world that you should be able to chew 2 minutes right here.
Mountain Home is doing exactly that with 12 on the play clock, 8:34 left in this game. Barrett in the backfield with Bellamy to his right. He's going to take the snap. He's going to fake the handoff. Barrett's going to keep it. He's going to get wrapped up. I'm going to say he lost 1 yard. They're going to bring him back out to the original line of scrimmage. Third down and 10 at the 47-yard line.
Barrett Miller.
There's nowhere to go there. They tangled him up and couldn't quite get out.
28, Pulaski Academy, 22. In the third quarter.
What was that?
Baskin Academy. We were catching some scores from the overhead announcer. Sorry.
So, Southside Shiloh Christian, 20-17. Guys, you called it. Shiloh making that comeback. Greenwood, 62-7. Lake Hamilton, Van Buren, we got a score on that. It was 27-7 or something like that in the second half there. Barrett takes the snap. He's going to look to pass, but he's going to go around the left side and get flushed out. He's outside the 50, going to dive to the 45-yard line of Russellville. Let me say his knee was down all the way back at the 48-yard line. Guys, I didn't see that. Did you?
Not since he made it an additional 6 yards past that.
That's what we call a little homecoming, home cooking. But, I didn't see a knee.
But a great job still by Mountain Home.
No D.
Did he touch?
Yeah. Not there, about 3 yards forward. But, yeah, it was a bad spot.
But, hey, Mountain Home, you just got to punt this ball away cleanly. You did your job. The clock's still running. It's going to be under 7 minutes when you snap this ball back to Dawson Dunlap, who catches it, gets the kick away, and the kick is good. End over end as it hits at the 15, bounces all the way down, and Mountain Home dives and tries to save it at the one. Great effort play there, but unable to come away with it. That looked like Barrett Miller trying to make the play out there. Guys, he's all over the field tonight.
He's having a big game tonight,
bro. You know what? I don't know if that was Barrett over there. Like maybe is that number 9 for Mountain Home?
Dayton Davis.
Dayton Davis. I think that may be who that was. Great effort play nonetheless.
It's enjoyable to sit here and get to call some of these guys' names that we haven't normally seen on the field that are getting some action. They're getting some reps. That's going to play into our hand and our favor as the season goes on.
Russellville takes over first and 10 at the 20-yard line. You snap the ball with 6:50 left in this game. Pressure from Aiden Setzers. He's able to get the ball out. Jones is to his running back. His running back's going to come down, be brought down by Blake Vacco, and yet again another helmet comes off.
I think Russellville needs to do some serious inventory on their is it the chin straps? Is it the snaps? We don't really know, but about every play helmet comes off.
I don't think they're used to getting hit this hard or something, guys. Maybe they need to call youth football and see if they got any extras they can borrow. Second down and 7 at the 24-yard line. He's going to take the snap. He's looking across the middle, and the ball's going to be caught. Ball's going to be caught in the middle of the defense. It's going to be enough for first down yardage as he rumbles out past the 35 to the 39-yard line. That's a Russellville first down. 6:28 left in this game. This fourth quarter brought to you by Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic. If you're Mountain Home, you just don't want to give up a big play here. You just want Russellville to have to go the length of the field.
Oh,
it's
going to
be a false start.
Sides.
Yep, the right tackle there jumped off. Getting a little bit of hurry. He's trying to be like some of these fans, maybe get the homecoming a little bit sooner. Hit us up on the Home for Termite and Pest Control. Text line 870-321-6839.
I got a new question for our text line. Homecoming next week. We need a theme.
We do.
Hit us up with a theme. We need a good one.
Jones is going to step back to pass. He's going to get away from Mountain Home tacklers as he's going to rumble out past the 40 to the 44-yard line. And Mountain Home is there. They're just unable to bring him down on initial contact, aren't they? We do need a theme. Give us a theme. Whatever it may be, we may dress up in the booth. We'll just hit us up on the text line.
Like what kind of theme? You thinking Arabian Nights or something?
Maybe.
Okay.
Pass is going to be out in the flats. Man, I'm telling you. We are unable to bring Russellville down, and Coach Airy is getting up. He can tell him hollering out there. Bring a guy down, Coach Strabel talking about. Bring a guy down. We're making good initial contact back, and we're unable to bring him down as the clock continues to run with 5:38 left in this game.
I tell you what, if you're a youth football player sitting at home, you're up tonight watching the game, eating popcorn, number 25 will show you how to play linebacker.
Snap is going to be back to Jones. He's going to throw the ball out in the flat. Dawson Dunlap is going to chase him down, and I guarantee you, when the dog gets his hands on somebody, they ain't going to get out of that grip very far. He's going to bring him down for a 2-yard gain as Russellville's into Mountain Home territory out to the 46-yard line.
Hey, image number 25, that's Blake Vacco. I got to spend a little time with his dad at the health fair. He was set up both days, and we were both pretty pumped to get out here tonight and watch defense get it done.
Jones takes the snap, fakes the handoff, looking left the whole way. Long pass out to the 40-yard line. Taylen Peterson there with a great tackle to prevent the first down. You're on third down and one.
You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits, 101.7, KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home.
Great job there by Taylen Peterson to bring that ball, that receiver down inbounds as that clock continues to run with 4:33 left in his Baxter joint. Bone and Joint Clinic, fourth quarter. Inside run as they're going to pick up the first down. The running back is going to be drug out of bounds as he crosses into the 35, down to the 33-yard line. First down and 10, Mountain Home leading 27-7, 4:23 left in this game.
As he's done all night, Brad, that was number 5, Barrett Miller on the tackle. That gives him 11 for the night and a forced fumble on the defensive side of the ball.
Jones for Russellville drops back to pass. Throws it across the middle. It's going to be a diving catch down to the 20-yard line. Just methodically coming across, moving the chains here, and guys, we got another Russellville player down. Hunter Estes came in and laid the boom as he's diving to catch that ball. We've got a player that's hurt for Russellville.
Naturally, Brad, you don't want anybody hurt. You don't want anybody down. But as I was watching that last series, you can tell the line, they're getting tired. These defensive linemen have been out there this whole time. And those receivers, they've been banged on. They've been banged on when they've caught these balls.
Look, Barkley, I know they've got appetizers on the heater right now. I mean, they got things to do tonight. We don't, you know, we can't
let them like the injuries.
Yeah, man, those little cocktail hot dog things.
The great jelly thrown in the crock pot with the great jelly.
You get the barbecue sauce, maybe church it up a little bit with some spices.
They probably got some quesadillas going. I don't know.
Who knows what they got? It could be anything. It could be an Arabian theme.
Arabian Nights.
Arabian Nights.
Mate, don't give people ideas. That might be our theme. Hit us up on the Hopper Termite Pest Control text line with locations in Mountain Home and Fayetteville. They will take care of your bugs and termite needs. Hit us up, 870-321-6839. My daughter already texted, why are you wearing a tie, Dad? I was like, because we're wrecking homecoming.
Homecoming, we got to dress up. We can't just come in not having a tie on for the second homecoming of the year.
No, man, this is a business trip.
That's right.
Maybe we need to film with, like, wedding crashers. We need to be homecoming crashers.
I like it.
I'm Owen Wilson, boys, with my non-hair and my good looks. I guess Owen's blonde-headed and good-looking and skinny. Jones is going to take the snap. He's looking across the middle. He's going to float it up, and the ball is almost intercepted. Barrett Miller at the goal line comes in, almost intercepted. I tell you what, boys, Eli Jones lays a – we had a Jones-to-Jones connection in the back. Eli made Luke pay for that pass.
It was a Jones. He come around that top end, Brad, shook that defender, and he had him in his sights. He just threw it about 1 second before he got to him.
Yep.
Great, great, great defense.
Do we have a Jones sandwich on our bingo card?
We don't have a Jones sandwich.
You get that fixed.
4:07 left in this game as Jones takes the snap. He's looking across the middle and is going to be caught and complete. Oh. And I'm telling you, Caden Del Soto makes the run wide receiver pay for it as he catches the ball inside the 10-yard line down to the 7.
So you're going to go to the dance, but you're going to go with a little booms there.
Jones takes a snap, going to hand it off the left side. Running back is going to get hit again. Boys, I'm telling you, Mountain Home is coming and laying the thunder down on Russellville.
It just feels like they're really taking out some aggression today.
It was Jacob Chenoweth. Got a text. We're going to go as the Three Stooges, boys.
I like the Three Amigos better.
Jones to the right side, under pressure, throws the ball over his head as this time Eli Jones comes in with the pressure again. Blake Vacco with the pressure. Jones, Luke, does not have any time back there for Russellville. Mountain Home is putting all kinds of pressure. It is third down and goal from the 5-yard line, 3:30 left in this game. Guys, you got to feel good. Mountain Home's in a great position right here.
So you think Bomber's keeping up with the Joneses tonight, huh?
That's right. That's right.
Jones has had 3 tackles, but his presence on that defensive end spot and the pressure he's provided has been a catalyst for this game.
They know where 13 is at all times, and I guarantee you. Luke Jones takes a snap, and guys, Dawson Dunlap this time comes in.
Yeah.
The ball is going to be thrown down, and it is going to be intentional grounding. Nope, it's intentional grounding.
No, there was a flag before it went off. He threw it all the way to the lights.
Well, I think he throws it on Dawson there for a late hit on the quarterback.
No, he didn't. I think it's going to be – he looked and pointed. There was no running back there. But Luke Jones from Russellville is just livid at his offensive line. He's mad. I think we're going to have an illegal procedure out here. Mountain Home is going to decline that one, and we're going to take the intentional grounding loss of downs. They're going to move them back. It's going to be fourth down.
I hope you're
here
right.
Here we go. Watch this. False start.
Okay.
Illegal motion. Okay.
False start is the signal by the referee.
Where's the white hat's flag? Coach Harry's asking, where's is there elite? There's got, here, false start. Coach Harry's asking for an answer over there and didn't get it. So it is just a false start. Apparently the white flag picked up his flag. The second flag was picked up.
But what about the grounding there? The running back was on the left-hand side. There was nobody over there.
Yeah. Coach Harry's asking about that, but I guess he got the information, and it's going to bring up third down and goal from the 9-yard line.
They're ready for the cocktail.
Cocktail mini bar.
Yeah.
It's going to be a handoff inside as Luke Jones says, I'm just going to hand this thing off. I'm tired of getting hit. He's going to make his way down inside the five to the 1 yard line. That's this little running back slippery. Russellville going quick as they're on the ball. Fourth and goal at the 2 yard line. Jones takes the snap. He's just going to keep himself. He's going to dive over the top, and I don't think he's going to get it.
They blow the play dead.
Mountain Home's going to call timeout before it. Jones tries to jump and get over, does not make it, but the play didn't happen anyways. 3:06 left here in the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic fourth quarter. Mountain Home leading 27 to 7. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7.
The love of football defines fall weekends and in many homes our families, but it's a demanding sport that can cause injury. That's why UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is on sidelines and in locker rooms for high schools and colleges across the state, ready to care for athletes with clinics in Central and Northwest Arkansas. UAMS Health, official orthopedics and sports medicine provider for Razorback Athletics and future Razorbacks all over Arkansas. Learn more at uams.health/team.
3:06 seconds left in this game. 13 points is the amount of tiebreaker points. If Mountain Home can keep Russellville out of scoring right here, it'd be awesome to have more the most tiebreaker points that you can get. We saw that play out at Southside when we kicked that field goal at the end of the game.
Yeah, I was just sitting here looking at the score, Brad, and I thought, I think this one's got more implications than what we're giving it.
Jones is going to have a quarterback keeper inside. He's going to push forward. Guys, I don't think he's going to get it.
I don't think he did.
I don't think he got it.
Nobody signaled.
There is no signal. Oh, and now he comes in and signals on the outside. The signal comes from the outside. As it looked like Mountain Home initially had him stood up. Russellville coming in, going to bring in the extra point. I'd like to see if they go for it for two. They're not going to go for two. They're going to kick the field goal to get it to a 13-point game, which Mount Home still holds the tiebreaker is that there. Got 20-year class reunion for the 2004 class next weekend. Oh, pretty awesome.
Big weekend. Are they going to have punch at their reunion? Maybe they can bring us some punch.
I bet they are going to have punch.
Decon says yes. I guess is or I don't know if that's Decon or Sam over there. The kick is up and the kick is good. 27-14, 2:56 left in this game as every firework they have finally goes off as they cut the lead to 13. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7.
Lyon College has been shaping Arkansas's future for 150 years, educating students who truly make a difference. Our alumni, they're the computer scientists, artists, engineers, business leaders, teachers, and healthcare professionals you rely on every day. And when it comes to med school, Lyon grads have an acceptance rate that's more than double the national average. Ready to be part of something big? Learn more at lyon.edu. Lyon College, building a better world, starting right here in Arkansas.
We all have our traditions, from Friday night lights to Saturday morning hunts. These are the traditions we pass down to the next generation. Now, we might have hung up our cleats a long time ago, but come tomorrow morning, we can still put on our camo and hunter orange, because some traditions last a lifetime. Get your hunting license and enjoy a season of memories, both on the field and in the woods. This message is brought to you by the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. Hunt natural.
We're back here with 2:56 left in this game. Mountain Home leading 27-14.
And Tony Diddle text, he said it's the 1984 class reunion next week. 40 years.
40 years.
One of the records, I'm pretty sure they're a pretty salty little football team back in 84.
Yeah.
So congratulations to them. I hope they have some delicious punch.
Me too.
Cocktail weenies.
Cocktail weenies. Hawaiian sandwiches, you know? Oh, those are a good little ticket.
The Hawaiian rolls.
Yeah.
That's churching it up right there. It's hard to beat that.
Hey, if you want to get really fancy, how about brie bites? Ooh. Little brie and little pastries with little jelly on top of it?
Yeah. Yeah, like that pepper jelly.
Oh. I wake up on Saturday morning and watch The Kitchen or whatever that show is. They cook all those things. It's pretty sweet.
I wouldn't guess that. No.
I mean, most people are watching College Game Day. My wife's making me watch The Kitchen on Food Network. Don't know what we got going on here. It looks like don't know what's going on here. Looks like Mountain Home forced to take a timeout as our alignment was not right.
I think they're letting the smoke get out. But dang it, we are on a time schedule, guys. We got homecoming festivities.
I'm telling you, after that touchdown, they shot off about 17,000 fireworks over here. I think they thought they were going to put a bunch of points up on the board and
look like a grand finale at the old Red, White, and Blue Festival. Yeah. Had to fire them all off at once.
Well, those things probably have an expiration date or something. You got to use them within a certain period of time.
Use them or lose them.
2:56 left in this game. Mountain Home leading 27-14. Guys, you got to expect an onside kick here from Russellville. They've got to try to get the ball back. If Mountain Home can get it, we can run the ball. I think there's only maybe one timeout left. Russellville has two timeouts left.
What I'm understanding from you, Brad, just to be clear, because Mountain Home holds a 13-point lead, they hold that tiebreaker. There is no sense of urgency for them to go score more points at this point with regards to that tiebreaker.
I agree, but you also don't want to give the ball up to Russellville and let them have a chance to score and get it underneath that 13-point. You want to stay the max on tiebreakers here.
It's time to see how good these hands are, boys.
Russellville has two timeouts left. Let's see if they're willing to use them.
Hands team!
Is going to be kicked over to the left, and is going to be touched by Russellville. It should be illegal touching. It touched before the 50-yard line, but just like they have the receivers all game, he dropped it. Mountain Home able to fall on the ball at the 50-yard line.
Dropped it like a bad habit.
Mountain Home comes up with the ball, first down and 10 at the 50-yard line. Heavy dose of Jacob Chenoweth and Barrett Miller is about to ensue. Russellville going to be forced to call timeouts to try to get the ball back. But, guys, this is not a quick strike offense from Russellville. Got to feel Mount Home get one or two first downs. This thing is over.
Chew that clock.
The big heavy package is in for Mountain Home. Snap is going to be handoff to Chenoweth inside. He gets outside the 50. Stays on his feet. He gets Russellville inside of 40, 30, 20, 5, 15, 10, 5. Put the kids and babies to bed. This one is over, ladies and gentlemen. Jacob Chenoweth, 50-yard run after being tackled three or four times behind the line of scrimmage, stays on his feet, takes it to the house, touchdown, Bombers.
Well, that's got a little playoff help right there. That got those points back in no time. Old Chenny took it to the hizzy.
Man, I got to believe his aunt or grandma or someone's giving him a dollar every time he shakes a tackler.
The kick is up by Ballard,
the house.
And the kick is good. 34-14 with 2:40 left. The mass exodus has begun at Cyclone Stadium. Mountain Home leading 34-14, 2:40 left in the game. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7.
Daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
The NFL and the American Cancer Society created Crucial Catch to help more people catch cancer early, especially in communities with the greatest need. The 5-year survival rate for many cancers is over 90% when detected early. Don't wait. Early detection can save lives. Visit NFL.com/crucialcatch to find your local cancer screening resources and learn how to reduce your cancer risk.
Mountain Home set to kick, leading this game 34-14 as
Brad's bobbing and weaving.
That's right. Ballard squibs his kick up the middle. It's going to bounce at the 35. It's going to be fielded and downed at the 36-yard line. 2:38 left in this game. Mountain Home leading 34-14. This fourth quarter brought to you by Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic. You know a little bit about those guys, Tobias.
That's right. Big shout out to Baxter Health Bone and Joint, sponsoring our fourth quarter tonight. I give them a call over there, Dr. Tom Knox, Dr. Winmore, Dr. Ed Roeder. They do a good job over there taking care of patients. So give them a call today. Guys, Brandy reminded me of the delicious cucumber sandwiches.
That's right.
We have totally forgot about them.
Cucumber sandwiches?
If you're going to dance with the queen, you better take some cucumber sandwiches.
Jones is back to pass. He's going to throw a ball across the middle. Hunter Estes comes flying in and lays a smackdown as Russellville's able to get first down yardage, but man, they are paying for every yard they get. First down and 10 as they take this snap at the 47-yard line. He throws it on the wheel right out to his running back, and he's going to be brought down by Caden Del Soto as they cross into Mountain Home territory at the 49-yard line. 2:14 left in this game. Mountain Home leading 34-14.
Brent's on the reception. Second.
That makes six tackles for Del Soto tonight, but he has just been an influence sideline to sideline for these Bombers.
Jones going to bring his running back in motion to the left. He's going to look across the middle. Ball's up in the air. It's going to be almost picked off. The ball went through the hands. Who was that up there that had his first mitts on first? Jacob Chenoweth bounced out of his hands through Barrett Miller's hands. Mountain Home looking for that pick and unable to come away with it. Pass ball's incomplete. Third down and six at the 49.
Almost everybody on the field touched the ball on that play.
That's a little hot potato.
Their D-backs are having fun right now, boys. They're back in the backfield just looking for someone to hit and looking for a pass.
Guys, Adrian Gay just texted in, we're having way too much fun in our broom closet.
Jones drops back to pass, throws the ball out of bounds. I think it's from lack of oxygen. We might be delirious from what's going on.
We're smelling nothing but straight up each other.
Right. It's going to bring up fourth down and seven at the 49-yard line. We'll call it six, baby. 2:05 left in the game. Russellville forced to go for it. Jones drops back to pass, faces all kind of pressure, throws out of pressure, but he has a man in the left inside the 40, 35. Going to get pushed out of bounds inside the 30 at the 28-yard line. First down and 10. That's a great job by your senior quarterback from Russellville, keeping his feet as he's about to get under pressure and just throw that ball out.
They kind of stretched out right there and made nothing into something for sure. We're able to get the ball out quick.
Well, that running back slipped out of the backfield. It wasn't a blown coverage. Nobody just accounted for him on that play.
Clock under 2 minutes as Jones takes the snap. Aiden Setzer with pressure. He throws the ball across the middle and is going to be incomplete. Wide of his wide receivers, he's trying to find him. I would tell you his name, but I don't have his number on the roster. As he's able to find it inside the 15-yard line. Incomplete pass, second down and 10 at the 28-yard line. 1:52 left here in this game.
And for the most part, the stands are pretty clear. It should be easy for them to start picking up trash then.
Jones gets the house, big dog. Take it to the house. Make one man miss. He does. 40, 35, 30, but there's flag on the field. Dawson Dunlap is going to get a block in the back. Chenoweth did take it to the house. This sideline ref threw a flag at the 49-yard line. He's been practicing this call, boys. I think he wants it. It's going to be a block in the back. He did too, didn't he?
No, he looked like he caught his shoulder there. He was across the – I mean, he's across the numbers. You hit him in the chest. How's that a block in the back?
This is going to come back. Nonetheless, it was intercepted by Jacob Chenoweth. He did take it to the house, but it is going to be brought back on a penalty at the 49-yard line, block in the back on Mountain Home.
Guys, Bombers just having a lot of fun tonight. I mean, they're really down there. They're having the time of their life, playing a great football game tonight.
1:37 left. They're going to push the ball back 10 yards at the 40-yard line. I believe we're going to see victory formation here, boys.
So, guys, I just thought about something we really need to talk about. So, this press box was set up for broadcast. Has broadcasters just gotten bigger? Are we just too much for this broadcast booth?
No, if I'd have known what we were walking in today, I'd have definitely got a salad at dinner.
Bellamy going to keep the ball off the left side. He's going to fight for yardage. Great run in there by Jacob Bellamy out to the 43-yard line. Second down as Russellville is not going to call timeouts. They're going to let this clock wind down. 1:20 and how sweet this is to come on the road, get a huge victory against the Russellville Cyclones. Mountain Home is going to walk away here with a win as Russellville is okay letting this clock go down. Mountain Home going to get in victory formation now.
You know, we talked about a pregame, Brad, and I believe you had Arion interview. He said he wanted three turnovers. That interception made two.
Hey, there's three, right? Barrett Miller calls the fumble. We got a fumble on the kickoff and that one.
And a fumble on the kickoff. I forgot about that one. So, yeah, Give him his three.
That's right.
That's what the man said he wanted.
And he wanted to run the ball. And I bet if we hear our running stats here, it's going to be Mountain Home dominated the running game. We did take a knee there. Bring it back to third down. One more knee will not do it. There's 26 seconds on the play clock, 32 seconds on the game clock. Mountain Home's going to quickly get on the ball, take one more knee, and this is going to do it for Mountain Home. Barrett takes the snap, takes the knee. Mountain Home is going to come to Russellville, get a 20-point road win, as huge win in the 6A West.
Able to come on the road and get it done is absolutely unbelievable. The Bombers, guys, we really were worried coming into this one. We didn't know how we would rebound after the loss. I think it's been Bo Bombers all the whole way tonight.
Over adversity, Tobias, the adversity of being able to pivot and shift when Brantley went down. Certain things just weren't working. The pass game wasn't really even a factor tonight. It was a huge win in dominating fashion for the Bomber team tonight.
Well, with that, you guys know what time it is. It's time to be start dancing with the queen. It's the Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas! Viva! Viva Las Vegas! Woo! Guys, fun to get it done in Russellville tonight.
That's right. Mountain Home takes this game 34-14. You've been listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and streaming on Bomber Sports Network. We will be back to put a little bow on this win. You're listening to Bomber Sports.
Get ready for the Salvation Army's 8th Annual Red Kettle Cook-Off on November 1st at Real Life Church. Local chefs will be cooking up their best dishes, all to support those in need right here in our community. Tickets are just $10 and are available at the Salvation Army, Our Best Bank, KTLO, and Staff Bank, and First Community Bank. Every dollar raised helps bring hope this Christmas and beyond. Taste the season, give from the heart, and help make a difference this holiday season.
Tired of paying that high cable or satellite service bill every month? Or what about paying for multiple streaming services and have to switch between apps to get everything you want? Brad's Home Entertainment has your solution. All your networks, weather, news, sports, and entertainment in one box. Pay yearly programming and it breaks down to as little as $35 per month. Thousands of channels at your fingertips. That's at Brad's Home Entertainment, home of Big Box Brad. Call or come by to see for yourself. 877-492-0700 or bigboxbrad.com.
Welcome back, Hog fans, for more scratching action from the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery. This is looking like a good one.
First appearance of the dime we've seen all season, Tom.
The luck is thick in here tonight. After all that scratching, she's a winner!
The Arkansas Scholarship Lottery. Every day's a chance to win big. Pick up a ticket today. This is winning. Call or text 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.